Shalom, this is Shira Sherbo, and today I thought I would formally introduce my husband Pesach and I and tell you our story, how we met and got married, and how it came to be that we live in Tzfat and work for Torah for the Nations Education Center. Looking back, we see that everything in our lives has led us to this moment. We know it's no coincidence that our paths crossed in 2012. In fact, we think our meeting was a setup by God. There's no other explanation why we came together except that there was a job to be done, and that is the job that we are doing now. We have found ourselves right smack in the middle of an epic worldwide spiritual revolution. And like others who are passionate about their work, we never looked at the costs of getting our message across. We have been called gutsy by some in our community, and I looked up what it means to be gutsy, and it is synonymous with words like brave, fearless, undaunted, unflinching, and determined, which that is my husband to a T. But the part I like best is the way they used gutsy in a sentence. Lacey made a gutsy move by hiring an ex-con. I have to laugh because my husband made a gutsy move by marrying me. I'm the ex-con in this sentence because Jews are not supposed to marry non-Jews. But my gutsy husband went out on a limb because he felt he had no choice. Like I said, we think the whole thing was a setup. And like many couples these days, we met over the internet. And he was Paul, a secular Jew in Israel. I was Sherry, looking for truth in Texas. He had an internet radio station, and a friend of mine gave me his web address. And long story short, the guy from Israel I listened to over the internet came to the States. We met and we got married. And we shocked ourselves and everyone who knew us by doing what we and no one else ever thought we would do. He married a non-Jew after being married 44 years to an Israeli Jewish woman of blessed memory. And I left my 6 children and countless grandchildren and moved with him to Israel. So not long after moving here in 2013, I made the decision to do an Orthodox conversion. Another gutsy move for both of us. So Pesach tells me that he was handpicked by God to marry me because he has what it takes. He is the right guy for the job of being my husband. I had no idea where we were headed when we met, but it turns out that he was exactly the take-charge, problem-solving kind of guy that I would need. Many husbands get shocked with the news that their wife is pregnant. He got shocked with the news that his wife wanted to convert to Judaism. And once he realized I was serious, he put his heart and soul into helping me. He saw I was not doing well learning conversational Hebrew, so he began driving me several times a week to be with English-speaking Orthodox women. And when he saw how I was thriving in the Tzfat community, he sold the apartment he lived in for 30 years. And we left Haifa, and we found a cute little place halfway down the mountain in Tzfat. I call myself and my conversion experience a community project. The English-speaking Orthodox women not only allowed me to attend their classes, they invited me into their lives. And I am so grateful for the friendships and encouragement that I received from this extraordinary community in Tzfat. My conversion process was very organic. We put our apartment up for sale in Haifa on March 13th, 2016. It sold quickly, and we found a place in Tzfat, and we asked for help from this community. We got it, and 2 years to the day, on March 13th, 2018, I had my mikvah, and we were married under the chuppah. And I remember the day because it is the day before my husband's birthday. We feel like we are two halves of the same whole, and so it seems to fit that I should have my spiritual birthday at the same time of his physical birthday. We began our relationship as Paul and Sherry and slowly transformed into Pesach and Shira. But there was something else going on simultaneously, like a subplot to our story, something I had to make peace with. I am a mother. I constantly worry about my children and grandchildren. It was my personal decision to convert to Judaism, but what about my children? I felt it was my responsibility as a mother to teach my children where we came from, where are we going, who do we answer to in the end. But my problem was, by the time I learned the answer, my children were grown. Pesach and I had countless conversations, spent hours and hours reading, researching the moral obligations of non-Jews. It eased my mind to learn my children do not have to convert to Judaism to be in right standing with God. We worked on putting together a website, Torah for the Nations, with my children in mind. They can easily access information that took me a lifetime to learn. And I think of this website as their spiritual inheritance. I wish I had had this understanding when they were younger, but that was not the case. We are witnessing a revolution going on among non-Jews. Like me, they are discovering their spiritual inheritance passed down from their forefathers is fool's gold. Jeremiah prophesied, "To you nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, only lies have our fathers handed down to us, emptiness in which there is nothing of any avail." So sympathizing with the revolution going on with non-Jews, the Jewish educators are likewise responding with their own revolutionary thoughts concerning outreach to non-Jews. And this is exactly where we find ourselves, helping non-Jews recover their lost spiritual inheritance. It was no coincidence that Pesach and I crossed paths in 2012. It's no coincidence we moved to the holy city of Sfat in 2016. Sfat is a city on a hill, and I like to say it is the city for both sight and insight. It is the perfect place for Torah for the Nations to have an education center. As a woman, I have the benefit of being able to mingle easily among the various branches of Judaism, but Pesach settled in with Chabad. A few months ago, he was given the keys to a Chabad building that is strategically located in the central hub of Sfat. And this is where you will find him working tirelessly to spread our message. The time is ripe for a worldwide spiritual awakening. I don't know if we are truly a gutsy couple or if we just do what we do because we have no choice. Sometimes, like in the story of Esther, you do what you have to do because it is the call of the hour. It took the whole community of Sfat to help us with my conversion, and it will take a joint effort and committed support from non-Jewish and Jewish communities to help us be successful in this endeavor also. We welcome you to check out Torah for the Nations website and come visit our center in Sfat when you are in the neighborhood. We are telling our story and also collecting stories. So we would love to hear yours and we would love to talk with you. All right, that is all for now. Lahita out. Bye for now.